maintenant les ateliers radiophoniques de Canal B.
Canal B, radio curieuse.
Bonjour et bienvenue dans Gandhi News. Dans le cadre des ateliers radiophoniques de Canal B, trois classes de 3e du collège Mahatma Gandhi de Fougères ont imaginé des formats sonores avec leur professeur d'anglais, Madame Bonafou, Monsieur Courreau et leur professeur documentaliste, Madame Cherdel. À partir du thème retenu, Stand Up for a Cause, défendons une cause, les élèves ont choisi une cause pour laquelle ils souhaitaient se mobiliser. Ils vont vous expliquer les raisons de leur choix, présenter la situation actuelle et évoquer leurs espoirs pour l'avenir. Ce projet a été mené en anglais, il a été rendu possible par le financement du collège que nous remercions. Vous allez à présent entendre le fruit de leur travail dans l'ordre suivant. 3e A, 3e C et 3e E. Bonne écoute!
Hello, welcome to Gandhi News, a radio program in English. Thanks to Canal B Radio, the students in 3e A, C and E from Collège Gandhi in Fougères have contributed to the creation of today's program. They worked with Morgane Soularue, who is a journalist on this radio, with their English teachers, Mr. Courreau and Mrs. Bonafou, and with the school librarian, Mrs. Cherdel. In class, the students worked on the British and American press and on the radio. They also learned how to write news stories. Then they decided to choose a specific cause they wish to stand for.
In this radio show recorded in English, our students are going to talk about some causes they want to defend, explain how they feel about the situation, and consider solutions for the future. We would like to thank Canal B and Morgane Soularue for their technical support and collaboration, and Collège Gandhi for the financial contribution to the project. And of course, we'd like to thank the students of 3e A, C and E for their work and ideas and for taking up the challenge of recording a program in English. Well then, it's time to listen to the students from Collège Gandhi.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights.
Good morning, you are listening to Canal B and I'm Abilene in 3A from Mahatma Gandhi Middle School in Fougères. Today you're going to discover which causes my class is standing for. We want to fight against racism, school bullying, gender inequality, rape, or ocean pollution. So first, let's listen to Charlize, Claire, Enzo, and George about racism.
I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Hello, we are Charlize, Enzo, Claire, and George. And we are going to talk about racism in the world. Racism in the belief the people are separated into races. Some people believe they are superior to others who are judged on their origins, the color of their skins. According to LeMonde.fr, 91% of black people in France were victims of racism in 2019. And only one four of victims are pressing charges.
Racism can often come from ignorance. Some people don't realize they're being racist. For example, like when they absolutely want to touch your hair or when they blackfish. Blackfishing is when people, mostly women and celebrities, use artificial tans to look like black people on social networks. Blackfishing is a form of racist love. Blackface, a form of cultural appropriation, is when white people paint their skin black to look like black people. Many experts believe that racist beliefs were developed for economic reasons. The slave trade of African people by European investors contributed to the profits of tobacco, sugar, and cotton industries in the Americas. Slavery was cheap and it was beneficial for their economic interests.
Some people are racist because they don't like other people's culture, or they're just stupid and don't accept different people. In the United States, the Jim Crow laws that enforced racial segregation and allowed racial discrimination against African Americans were eliminated. But racism still exists and of African Americans are victims of police brutality. For example, George Floyd was killed in 2020 by a policeman who knelt on his neck so that George Floyd couldn't breathe.
How the media represent people of different races in TV, movies and music has a big impact on how society view races. Here is a testimony of an Indian girl you can read on an American website called News. growing up as an Indian girl, watching Bollywood, Samantha idolizes all these actors and thinks they are so cool. But none of them look like her. She never saw a dark-skinned girl as the main character.
People victim of racism can be scared or stressed. They can lose confidence and feel depressed. It's a crime to be racist toward someone. In France, the sentence is 1 year of imprisonment and fine of the 25,000 euros, according to servicepublic.fr.
In the media, celebrities are also victims of racism. In 2019, Paul Pogba was victim of racial insults after he missed a penalty kick.
Some celebrities decided to denounce the situation. Colin Kaepernick, an American football player, fought police brutality and racial inequality in the USA. In 2016, he took a knee during the national anthem at the start of a game to protest against police brutality. He has become a symbol of the American anti-racism struggle.
Black Lives Matter was founded in 2013 after the Trayvon Martin's murder. It's a global organization in the US, UK and Canada. You fight against inequality and racism.
In France, victims of racism call helplines. For example, SOS Racisme Rennes, it's a helpline is 0687 70 32 and 42. SOS Racisme is a French association created in 1984. Its objective is to fight against racism and anti-Semitism and more generally all forms of discrimination.
To conclude, we can see that racism continues to divide people. However, the number of associations and organizations fighting for this cause is increasing all over the world. Join us and let's fight racism together.
Forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses.
Thank you, a great cause to support. Coming up next, information about school bullying by Perrine, Alwena, Elia and Nathanael. Come on girls.
We are going to start with a definition. School bullying is an act of violence. Bullying can be verbal, like insults, physical, for example, hitting someone, psychological, for example, threatening someone, and when it's on the net, it's called cyberbullying. Bullying is repetitive violence.
Oh, okay, that's bad, but if it's only a few students, it's not that terrible.
No, actually 1 million students are bullied every year in France.
23% of students are bullied in primary school, 54% in secondary school and 13% in high school, according to France Info website.
And the consequences are awful. Some students lose self-confidence, feel depressed, scared and ashamed. They can cry or even self-harm. Some students can't sleep or eat anymore and they can't concentrate on schoolwork.
Can bullying it lead students to commit suicide?
On La Revue du Parisien website, we learned that unfortunately 16% of bullying victims aged 15 to 24 commit suicide.
That's horrible, but why do some students bully other students?
Some students bully others because of their physical appearance, their clothes, their personality or because of their culture.
We collected the testimony of two students who were bullied in secondary school. They want to remain anonymous because they are still scared.
The first person was bullied in a sixth by two students.
They bullied me because I'm tall. They said I was a whale and they hit me. They insulted me or hit me every time I meet them for a whole year. And now I feel uncomfortable in my body and I hide myself behind extra-large clothes. And it haunted me during all my school years.
The second person was bullied last year by some very old friends.
My old group of friends was not friends with my bullies, so they were together and that was horrible for me. At the time, I was shy and my personal life was not good. The bullies insulted me and created oral meme on me. They always played some jokes on me. I was at my worst. And one day, they started to call me on my phone. They sent messages and insulted me. My friend told me they would help me, but they never did. I was left alone in the dark all the time. I considered suicide, but I then found some real friends and they helped me. Then bullying stopped, but I still feel like I'm nothing or someone who is stupid.
As we heard, if you see someone who bullies a classmate, your role as a witness is important. You can help victims by taking side and protecting them. You can listen, comfort, or even speak to an adult. If you are a victim, talk about it to your friend, to an adult at school, or to your family. You can press charges too. And what else can we do about it? Is there some helpline or something else?
Well, yes, you can call helpline like Nightlife Friends. Their phone number is 0800051234 or 3018 is another hotline for bullying victims.
Oh, do you have an example of an anti-bullying association?
Yes, the association Marion l'a entendu, one of the first anti-bullying associations, was created in 2013 by Noël Fress in Paris.
So, what do they do against bullying?
The association can come into secondary school and explain what bullying is. They talk about what it means to be bullied. They train some students to see the warning sign that indicate that a classmate doesn't feel well and is affected by bullying.
And there is a National Stop Bullying Day. In France, it's on November 10, 2023.
And remember, bullying in France is punished by the law. Since March 2022, bullies can get a maximum of 3 years of prison and 7,500 euros fines.
We should fight against bullying. We have to stop it. We can all make the difference. Victims, you have to talk about it. Stop being quiet. Join us in our fight.
Thanks, girls. Bullying is a serious problem indeed. Now it's time for my classmates Gilda, Fanny and Marie to talk about gender inequality.
Let's start with the definition. Gender inequality is a social and legal inequalities that disadvantage one sex over another and brings a lot of discrimination.
We'd like to focus on discrimination between women and men in sports, at work and on sexual discrimination. There is a strong discrimination in sports and it is often cultural. For example, girls are encouraged to practice gym and boys football. In France, only 10% of football players are women, whereas men represent 91% of football players. 94% of people practicing or swimming are women and 83% of gymnasts are women.
It is often said that women are not as strong and as talented as men at sport, but we forget that women often have to work because they are not professional sportswomen. They practice no matter what when they have take period, for example, or at the beginning of their pregnancy.
Hopefully, equality in sport is possible since it exists in skiing and tennis. According to Ski Data, 53% of men and 47% of women practice skiing. Tennis also gives great importance to women. Unlike other sports, tennis allows to opposing gender to compete.
Women also face discrimination in the workplace. Women are paid less than men. According to INSEE, in 2019, the salary of a woman was 22% over than that of a man, and in 2000, it was 28% lower. It's a small difference, but in a few more years, there will be more progress. According to a study by Oxfam France, in 2000, 80% of precarious work is done by women in France.
Finally, we wish to talk about street harassment. According to REN, street harassment includes unwanted comments, gestures or acts directed at someone in a public space without their consent. Women are more often victims of street harassment than men. As a result, women feel insecure in the street at night. They sometimes prefer not to wear the clothes or makeup they like because they are scared. Unlike women, men are not afraid to go out at night, or at least they are not afraid for the same reason, 26% of women report being afraid to go out at night, and 5% are even afraid to go out during the day, according to Cosmopolitan.
There has been some progress for women over the years. We hope that one day it will be possible to live in a society with no sex discrimination and with equality.
But there will always be some men with a negative image of women. So we must keep on fighting before we pay off. Join us now.
Thanks for the explanations about gender inequality. And next, my classmates Kelia, Abilen, Shana and Zoe are going to talk about a very sensitive topic, rape.
So, Abilen, tell me, what is rape?
Rape means to force someone to have sex when he or she is unwilling, using violence or threatening behavior. The term rape is used when there's penetration of something or someone in a natural orifice. Rape is a crime, but the rapist is only sentenced to 50 years of jail maximum.
Okay, but what is consent? It is really important.
Consent is the permission for something to happen or agreement to do something. Consent is an obligation. Sex without consent is rape. In 2022, 120 million of girls and women under 20 have already been forced to have sex. Every year, 9 out of 10 women don't press charges.
In 2017, when women denounced their rapists, only between 1% to 2% were sentenced to jail. 91% of the rapists are known by the victim. In France, in 2022, 91% of the rapists are known by the victims. They belong to the social environment.
Hello, my name is Shana and I will tell you about the consequences of rape. Rape is a trauma. It causes stress, depression, abandonment feeling, psychological trouble, dissociation, anxiety, physical disability. It can create a feeling of shame, of being dirty all the time, and the need of intense showering to erase the feeling. It can lead people to suicidal thoughts or suicide in the worst cases.
My name is Kelia and I'm going to explain the Me Too movement. Me Too is an international movement created in 2007 by Tarana Burke, an Afro-American activist, to help women victims of rape to share their story and speak up about it. The equivalent in France is Balance Ton Porc, created in 2017, by Sandra Mueller after the Weinstein case. In 2017, in the USA, Harvey Weinstein, a famous producer, was accused of rape by more than 19 victims.
After that, call to hotline from female victims of sex crimes in France increased by 18%. Suddenly, women felt free to speak out and to expose their abuser. For example, Sandra Mueller accused Eric Brion, ex-CEO of Equidia, of sexual harassment, and she was found guilty of defamation in October 2017. BalanceTonPort.com is a website with hundreds of testimonies of women being victims of rapes or sexual assault. It's the most visited website in France about this subject.
What should I do if I'm a victim of rape?
If you have been a victim of rape, sexual, street harassment, incest or other types of sexual assault, you can tell your relatives, press charges and testify. You can also call this number 0800 059595, SOS Viol. It's the French Free National number for victims of rape and sexual abuse. In France, rape is a taboo subject, but progressively, women speak out. People's way of thinking are changing and laws being to progress.
This cause concerns everybody, even men. So if you're on outside and want rape not to be taboo anymore, talk about it around you to make a change in society.
Yeah.
We thank you for the information. It's very serious and important. And to finish our radio program, let's learn about ocean pollution with Andy, Nino, Leonard and Melvin.
Hello, we are Leonard, Nino, Melvin and Andy. And we are going to talk about ocean pollution. Ocean pollution is combination of chemical and trash, most of which comes from land sources, a result of human activity. So let's discover the origin of ocean pollution.
Do you know that 6 million tons of oil were spilled in the ocean in 2021, according to Polmar and ConservationNature.fr?
Ships contribute a lot to the pollution of the oceans, especially during crude oil spills. Crude oil stays in the oceans for years and is difficult to clean up. Planetoscope statistics revealed that 20 billion tons of waste a year are dumped into the oceans.
According to Earth Day, 8 million tons of plastic enter the ocean every year. It represents 2 garbage trucks of plastic every minute. Deep sea mining also causes pollution on the description in the ocean. Now, we are going to explain the consequences of ocean pollution. The pollution causes the destruction of biodiversity, the eating of plastic by animals, suffocation of 100 marine species. 1 million marine species are killed by plastic every year, and she causes the contamination of the food chain.
Humans are also affected by ocean pollution because we can eat contaminated fish and we swim in polluted waters, so we can get sick. In a 2020 study published by Texas Disposal, too many debris in the ocean slowly degrade over the years. These debris use oxygen to degrade, resulting in less oxygen in the oceans. Low oxygen levels lead to the death of marine animals, such as penguins, dolphins, whales and sharks. In 405 dead zones, there are not even any more marine life because of human pollution in the oceans.
This is very serious because oceans make up 70% of planet Earth and they produce 50-80% of oxygen. So, by polluting oceans, we destroy the life they contain and therefore the possibility of food.
What can we do to improve our situation?
Everyone can do small things to help protect the oceans. Use a reusable bottle, recycle properly, use less fertilizer, or pick up litter on the beach. The association Les Mains dans le Sable wishes to preserve the Morbihan coast and its biodiversity against the waste that people leave. The members wish to promote citizen mobilization during beach cleanups. On Saturday, March 4, 2023, an international treaty for the protection of high seas, which represents 60% of the seas of the globe, was signed by the member states of the United Nations. The adoption of a treaty on the conservation and sustainable use of marine biodiversity in the high seas is a key step to protect the ocean and its biodiversity and allows a fair sharing of its resources.
This cause is very important because everyone is concerned. Do you hate going to polluted beaches? Are you afraid of eating polluted fish? If you don't act now, it will only get worse every year. We can all change the situation. We shall fight to preserve the ecosystem against pollution.
On l'entendait de loin s'écraser contre terre, écumé de colère d'être ainsi rejeté, au pied de pauvres dunes sur d'indignes rochers. Lui pourtant si puissant, pourtant si volontaire. On courait sur les dunes et il apparaissait, et parfois il daignait nous couvrir d'écume. Un de ces jours bleu-gris où sa colère montait contre la terre et les humeurs de la lune, l'océan.
Thanks, guys. But now let's focus on plastic pollution in the oceans, a cause supported by Quentin, Kurt, Aldebaran, Stefan and Miwen.
Hello, we are going to talk about the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. In the Pacific Ocean between California and Hawaii, a sort of cluster of solid objects has formed. It is called the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, and it was discovered in 1997. It covers an area of approximately 1.6 million kilometers square, with 80,000 tons of plastic, according to a scientific study published in Nature Journal in 2018.
Human activity is at the origin of plastic pollution. We produce an average of 300 million tons of plastic a year, and according to Microplastic, la pollution marine invisible between 8 and 12 million tons and up in our oceans.
Statista.com reports that the Philippines is the greatest plastic polluting country in the world, with 356,371 tons of plastic a year.
Our classmates have just explained the consequences of plastic pollution. Plastic pollution threatens ecosystem, economies and human health. But are there any solutions to get rid of plastic in the oceans?
Well, today there are more and more people who fight to improve the quality of the oceans. For example, Boyan Slat, a Dutch inventor and entrepreneur, designed V-shaped floating barriers, which are 3 meters deep. They collect plastic and other drifting objects and lead them to an extraction platform. This platform powered by solar energy while collect material for disposal and recycling. Plastic production is growing and our planet is filling up with plastic waste. Plastic has a terrible impact on ocean, flora and fauna, and it also ends up in our plates.
Finally, to solve this problem, manufacturers can optimize plastic in their production and thus reduce it. But we can all make a difference. We have to stop throwing plastic away, and we must pay attention to our plastic consumption and therefore to the environment to preserve the oceans.
That's right. It's another important cause to stand for. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to our special program. Thanks to Callan B and Morgan Solaro and our teachers. Bye for now.
Les feux que l'eau salée attisait en nous-mêmes, que les enfants d'Éole entretenaient furieux. Cette douce violence qui nous brûlait les yeux dès qu'on entrait en lui et qui noyait nos peines, l'océan.
Kurt,
Aldebaran,
Stéphane, Quentin, Mewen,
Claire,
Charlize,
Andy, Georges,
Enzo,
Gilda,
Marie,
Fanny,
Perrine,
Alwena,
Elia,
Nathanael,
Kélia,
Zoé,
Shanna,
Abilene,
Léonard,
Melvin,
Nino.
Do you know that in France we waste almost 10 million tons a year? Hello, today we are going to talk about food waste in France. We are Maëline, Ophélie, Diogo, Marina and Kalissa. In France, the average waste per person is 535 kilos per year. Unbelievable, which is equivalent to 10 million tons in total, which corresponds to 8% of food waste on global scale. Everyone instinctively trivializes waste with us realizing it. Just look recently with the strikes of the garbage collector. We realize that we throw away and waste too much around us. That is shocking.
Before 2016, big companies published in food waste to prevent people from taking it. So in 2016, the government introduced a law that requires companies to recycle their food waste, either by reselling them for less, giving them away, or transforming them. To remedy food waste, some people change their lifestyle to become vegan, which consists of recovering food before it is thrown away or unsold.
Other people who else want to fight against food waste use applications such as Too Good To Go or even Anti-Gaspi. This application will sell unsold products at a cheaper price, which allow less throwing away and encouraging people to help again waste more easily.
And now I can give you some advice to stop the food waste in your daily life. First, simply start by sorting your waste when you throw it away. Buy food that has less packaging. If today we are talking about this cause, it is because we want you to be aware of the ton of food waste a day and prove to you that if we do a few little things a day, we can change things and make the world a better place.
Écoutez, si vous saviez ce que ça tombe bien, je me disais encore hier soir qu'il manquait quelque chose pour descendre les poubelles. Je suis ravi, Thérèse.
Fight against poverty in France.
Hello everyone, you are five young students in Gandhi Middle School in Fougères. We want to raise awareness in the French population. How cause is to fight against poverty in France?
In France, nearly 10 million people, this shocking amount of people, lives below the poverty threshold, which is fixed on 60% of the median level of population. It corresponds to the income of 1,100 euros for only one person. We got this, Walter, 43 billionaires in France. We got this information from a National French Statistics site.
What is a poverty? Poverty is not having enough money to meet basic food, clothing and house needs. However, poverty is much more than lack of money. But what does it mean to be poor? Who are the victim of poverty? More than half of these poor are women.
What causes poverty in France? The causes poverty in France are in general the lack of places to work, the lack of study for young adults, the concentration of health and the health crisis, for example, COVID-19, plagues, etc. What can we do against poverty in France? Try to prevent the social reproduction? There are many solutions for this. We can help young people in school to teach them how to live to help them get a job.
There are many charities which are trying to help with poverty, such as Resto du Cœur. We want to show you that we are all concerned by inequalities. And through outrage, we want to inspire people to refuse the unacceptable. Thank you everyone for listening to us and have a good day.
Every year, millions of pets are abandoned by their owners. In France, 60,000 dogs are abandoned. In the world, 65% of dogs are mistreated. In America, more than 10 million animals are mistreated. Last week, created in 2014 for animals' welfare in Europe, the UN and the member states shall pay full regard to the welfare requirement of animals as sentient beings. Article Title 2 of the Treaty of the Functioning of the European Union. Passing, circling, heat bobbing, and other abnormal behaviors, which are all indicators of stress, have been observed in animals in 90% of Eureka aquariums.
It is also necessary to speak about pollution, which today influences all the living beings, as a consequence the natural environment of the animal are destroyed, because of pollution which provokes extinction. In 50 years, nearly 70% of vertebrate animals have disappeared. In 2022, it is estimated that 69% of mammals between 1970 and 2018 have disappeared. We know that every year 10 million animals are used for lab experiments. However, not all abuse cases are reported. So we can safely say that more than 100 million animals suffer from abuse every year.
The responsibilities lies on the tourists themselves and education surrounding the treatment of animals in tourism. If we take the focus away from our social media images and our narcissistic selfish, then perhaps we can begin to see the absurdity of using wild animals for our own entertainment. If we refuse to partake in such egregious activities, then perhaps they would cease to exist. A solution to this global problem is complex. While it might be nice to imagine all the animals released back into the wild, that is unlikely. On the PETA site, we talk about animals that were forced to reproduce in the circus. The trainers working them and making them your tight collars and muzzles, animals are also captured and then sold elsewhere as pets.
Do you know that we need animals in your life? Why? Because they hurt the biodiversity. We need them in your daily life to feel less alone, but also for your survival in the food chain. All we mean is it think twice before you want to take care of an animals. It's a long-term commitment.
In conclusion, we invite you to think carefully before adopting an animal and to avoid all kinds of activities related to animals.
Even if these are very attractive because they are often linked to mistreatment, circus, pony, camel ride, etc.
Really very hungry right now.
Hey man, what it is with you? You on some kind of diet? Is that what they teach you in that little sissy school of yours?
Back off me, man. Back off.
The question is, are you fat or what?
Leave me alone.
I said, are you fat?
Get off me, man. Stop it.
You ain't down with us no more. You ain't fat. You ain't fat.
You ain't fat. You ain't nothing.
Because I'm fat, fat, I'm fat. Come on.
Fight against obesity factor. Hello, we are Paco, Evan, Tristan, Sullivan, and Ryan, students in Gandhi Middle School in Fougères. Then we will talk about the obesity factor. There are several factors that can contribute to obesity. Here, he has no exhaustive list. Unbalanced diet, excessive consumption of food, height in calories, fat and sugar can contribute to obesity. Sedentary lifestyle, highly active life, white low energy expenditure can contribute to obesity. Food industry. The agri-food industry has an economic sector that produces, processes and markets food products. Also, this industry plays an important role in producing food to the world population. There is growing criticism of its business practice.
One of the major problems of the food industry is its impact on the environment. Large-scale food production requires large tracts of agricultural land, the use of fertilizers and pesticides, and intensive farming practices that negatively impact the environment.
Big agribusinesses are also accused of being major contributors to water pollution and deforestation. In addition, the food industry is often criticized for manipulating prices, exploiting farm workers, and influencing food policy. Big food companies tend to influence food regulation in their commercial interest, often at the expense of health and the environment. In addition, the agri-food industry also has negative impact on public health. Mass-produced foods are often high in sugars, salt, saturated fats, and artificial food additives, which can contribute to health issues such as obesity, diabetes, and heart disease.
Big food companies also tend to promote unhealthy diet, which are often detrimental to health. It is time for agri-food industry to take responsibility for health and the environment. Consumers can also take action to support local farmers and sustainable food products, and as well as pressure large agribusiness to adopt more sustainable and ethical practices. Ultimately, it's up to all of us to support healthy, sustainable eating. Applications like YouCare or NutriScore exist, and some companies have already evolved.
It is important to note that obesity is often the result of the combination of these factors. According to RFI, half of the French population is either obese or overweight. we are urging you to lose fat and fight against the factor of obesity we mentioned in this program. Remember, we must do more sports. We must eat less and more balanced. At the end of the day, we can all be healthier.
Can I get some burger with some peanut butter? Do you think it's better with a Dr. Pepper?
Can I get some turkey? I need more proteins. Can I get some whiskey? I could drink a fontaine. Maybe I'm still hungry since this morning. I need like cheese and forget.
Hello everyone.
My name is Moussa Khadami.
My name is Elena Turkanou.
My name is Ali Dani.
We are from
Gandhi Middle School in Fujairah.
We all know that in this world, there are lots of inequalities between boys and girls. So we are here to fight for equality between girls and boys, which is also called sexism. And for that, we need to welcome Mr. Ali.
Hello, guys. I am very honored to be here. I have lots of questions to ask. To begin with, what is sexism?
The belief that the members of one sex are less intelligent, able, skillful, etc., than the members of the other sex.
Example, have they right to the gym and girl have they right to do boxing or play football.
Science 1,920 and 35. Alvo Friday 16 in France. Do you know the percentage of people who suffer from sexism in France?
8 women out of 10 and 3 women out of 10. As we can see, women suffer from sexism than men. So we call the number 3,919 or 3,928 if we have problems of sexism at school, at the office, or at home.
In France, there were 1,700 reports of sexism in 2021.
Wow, that's shocking, but at the same time, incredible. Talking of something incredible, I heard over there hashtag MeToo movement. Can you tell more about it?
Yes, of course. The hashtag MeToo movement is a social movement to encourage women to speak out of women's rights.
That's nice. Do you know what happened to people who are sexist?
They are going to be in prison for 1 year and they have to pay up to 45,000 euros.
Can each of you guys tell me how to stop sexism?
I think the problem about this world is that people don't look at girls the same way that they look at boys.
Yes, you are right. Girls are also men being like boys. So I don't know why there has to be a difference between boys and girls.
You guys are right. And I understand. I hope sexism can stop in this world. It will be nice. Anyway, thanks for every night.
Oh, thank you for being here. I hope we see you again.
Thanks for listening to us. Bye. And stay tuned to Canal B.
Curtis,
Sébastien,
Yoen,
Riyad,
Enzo,
Cassandra,
Célia,
Chloé,
Anaïs,
Diogo,
Ophélie,
Marina,
Maïline,
Kalissa,
Tristan,
Paco,
Evan,
Sullivan,
Ryan,
Elena,
Ali,
Moussa et Samantha.
Hey, what's up guys? We are
Melina,
Alice,
Lohan,
Paola,
and Lola.
We are 5 girls motivated, dynamic, and we're gonna talk about the fast fashion, upcycling, and secondhand. A lot of new words in just one sentence, no? So we like shopping clothes like anybody else, older person in Generation Z. But we are not idiot. We know the repercussion of the habit. So in the first step, we need to know the vocabulary.
The fast fashion, mode rapide. In French, a garment is in a fashion for approximately 3 months and after it is a whole fashion and another one takes place.
Upcycling is the glow up of the clothes, like an embellishment makes the clothes up to date and we can modify it to give them a second life.
Second hand, give it a second life to the garments. It allows him to find a new owner to increase his life expectancy by sparing him to stay at the back of the clothes.
Who invented the fast fashion?
It's Amancio Ortega, initiator of the fast fashion and founder of Zara brand.
Why?
Fast fashion was created for faster production and absolutely less expensive production.
Where?
Business relocate in countries like the USA, China and India. The workers are close to slavery. You have to know that after oil, clothes are the second cause of pollution in the world.
When?
Today, yesterday, tomorrow and all the time. The date of the creation of the fast fashion is 1990. We need to do something. That is why we present you the link between clothes and pollution. We have some numbers and it's important to tell you some of them.
For example, you have about 15 t-shirts in your wardrobe and one t-shirt use 30 baht for its production. So it's as if you have 450 liters of water in your wardrobe and just for the t-shirt. The employee get just 3% to the real price of a t-shirt by like 15 euros. But it's not a fixed price because everything depends on the place in the t-shirt.
The textile is the third reason higher water consumption in the world. Some sites rate give us the bad example because they make world a lot of Uyghur community, witch, child, parents, etc. They force them to work in camps.
Shane is really repeat of the that because it is famous. Cheap brand for everybody but the worker rot. In bad condition, they are quartered.
And of course, the clothes are in bad fabric, etc. We have a lot of solutions to fight this code because we are very, very kind. We give you some of them.
When you want to buy some new clothes, you should go on site.
Like Vinted?
Yes, because the site use the second hand or buy in some thrift shop.
You should not cut the label.
But why?
Because if you cut it, your garment, when it is at the end of its life, it goes to the waste dump in the desert.
So if you cut it, you contribute at the pollution once again?
Yes.
Stay positive
and don't forget it.
Take care of the planet.
We hope you enjoyed this presentation. Bye
bye. Enfants font les petites filles coquettes. Elles suivent un modèle qui leur fait perdre la tête. From London to Washington, Kingston, c'est victime de la mode.
Ah! Hello, we are
Sullivan,
Lena,
Erwan
et Nelaye.
We fight against rape.
The rape is a sexual attack with a penetration committed without the consent of the victim. It's a crime.
The greatest offense punishable by the law between 15 and 20 years old of jail. In 75% of cases, the victim knows the author of the attack.
Penalty incurred.
For a rape, a sexual proposal or a sexual assault in a minor under 15 years old, with sexual proposal, the author can have 2 years of jail, 30,000 euros of fine, and if they meet the order, have the lowest prison sentence, 5 years, and 150,000 of fine. The sexual attack on minor, the penalty is 20 years of jail and between 75,000 and 100,000 euros of fine.
This year, the UNODC says they will have 1 million rape in the world.
In France, the number of women between 18 and 75 years old who will be victim of rape attempt is approximately 94,000 in 1 year. Only 12% will lodge a complaint.
Out of 106 countries, 1 person in 3, which means more than 730 million, has been raped of abuse. But what can we do to bring down the number of rapes?
First, the law should have zero tolerance with rapists. They should have a life prison sentence and one less penance. You can upgrade your life and protect you to rape. Stay by protecting your home and your car. You can also have a self-alarm who do a lot of noise and the raper will maybe escape. And don't forget, you're not alone. Protect you, and if you are raped, talk about it.
Hey everyone, today with Aya, Justine and Melvina
we're gonna tell you about racism.
Definition of racism: ideology postulating a hierarchy of race, discrimination, violence, religion, gender, and human group. The word racism exists since 1888, since 1924, that it begins to be unsaid. In 2021, the police and gendarmerie service recruited 3,500 racist orphans in France. We found in the scandalous that so many people act victim of racism because of the fence we believe themselves superior to the other. Because of racist people, there are some who commit suicide because they are feeling fed up with it, or they want to change their skin color like Michael Jackson.
In the face of prejudice, many people choose to change their name or whiten their skin with very dangerous products to be more integrated in society. For skin whitening, the products are prohibited in France. They damage the skin, they are harmful to health, and they push us to respond and clear to the dictates of body. Less than 6% of the French think that certain races are superior to others, a belief in sharp decline. However, there are 18% who say they are rather or a little racist. Hostility to immigration increases slightly. 49% when the insult is not public, the penalty incurred is a fine of 715 euros maximum. When it is public, its author incurs up to 6 months imprisonment and a fine of 22,000 euros.
Since 2021 has been a clear increase in racism act in France, 17%, but racism is also prejudice, and we want to fight against them. This prejudice which encourage people to bleach their skin, modify their CV to find work. We campaign, we fight for a society that is more fair. We suggest we talk more about it at school to students, to show them what racism is and to show them from the youngest age that you shouldn't make fun of people who you have a different skin color. Do not necessarily talk about it only to children, but also to adults. So advertise it on TV and talk about it as often as possible to middle high school students. Together, we can be strong against racism.
Hello, we are Jordan, Samet, Pakur. Enzo is absent today. We are talking the fight against poverty.
Poverty in French in 2023 is being under 903 of net salary a month. Is the poverty threshold, as referred to by Oxfam, cause our unemployment, difficult childhood, or homelessness?
In our country, there is more of 9 million persons in poverty. It's 14% of all the population and 2 million of persons in big poverty. The unemployment increase of 7% and the inflation of 6% from January 2023 in the world worse the poverty.
The solution at charities, like Les Restos du Cœur, with 1 million people give it food. 80,000 person given shelter. They to collect the donation, etc. We have to continue to support the poorest people, warning everyone about the extreme poverty line. Everyone can play a role in ending poverty.
Look at her, she's so fat.
Who are you to judge? Look at yourself.
This is an example of fat phobia. This is your topic of reflection today. Hello, we are Jules, Eva, Lance, and Ava.
we are opposite fat phobia. Let's start with the stigma associated with obese people.
Fat phobia is a hostile and discriminatory attitude towards obese or overweight people, according to the Larousse Dictionary.
Usually, someone who sees fat people tell them they don't pay attention to the diet, and we've all talked about that at some point. And some of us still think so very strongly. Well, you're wrong. It's time to stop having stuffing through. Because there are many causes of obesity, including thyroid disorder, Cushing syndrome, depression. Pregnancy also leads to weight gain, and some people cannot lose the weight gained. Other diseases can be affected, according to the Croquill site.
In France, about 8 million adults suffering from obesity, which represents 17% of population. As for overweight, 40% of men and 25% of women are overweight, 18% of teenagers and overweight, 5% of obese. Figure continue to rise, marked by strong social inequality. Of 24% children are overweight and 8% are obese, according to the Telegram, a study by the Odoxa Institute.
How to change things? Before judging people on their physical appearance, several points must be addressed. Children must be educated from an early age against the fact that they do not scold fat people.
First, you need to know what a fat person is living as a fat person to observe the difficulties they might have. Judging a fat person at first glance without knowing them.
Thanks for listening to us.
Hi guys, we are Tisha,
Gwen and Talia.
You also have animals? We do, and we won't stand for them be heard. You wonder how many domestic animals there are in France? Well, there are 80 million, yes, 80 million in 2021, and it is believed that this number has not stopped increasing. According to Article 521 of the Criminal Code, the animal abuse is punished with more than 2 years imprisonment and over 30,000 euro fine. 12,000 offenses were recorded against pets or farm animals in 2021. This act of violence not stop increasing.
In France, every day, about 3 million animals are slaughtered in farms for human consumption. Personally, we are not vegetarian, but we can realize that we can avoid a lot of slaughtered animals. People think animals don't suffer and will. They don't just can express themselves. In fact, research have observed empathy in them, as well as grief, fear, and other complex emotions often associated primarily with humans. They are used at the whim of men, used in experience victims of violence and many other abuse. We will speak up for the animals.
Have you heard of mixing species of dogs to create new species? Well, we'll tell you about it. For many years now, people have been changing the species of dogs by doing operation. Normally, the change of species is done naturally, but the main ones again are easing.
All they change cause health problems to dogs, such respiratory problems and lung problems. Since 1970, 68% of animals have disappeared. Why do you think?
And it's not over. We also have the bullfight, this fun party for the men but a rebel for the bull. Every year, this festival causes the death of 250,000 bulls. Everything that animal lies for the pleasure of men, they are ripped, they are tired, and then their limbs are savagely cut off.
We want to stop this abuse, and if we could, we would like to create a charity that will organize a big information meeting for people who want to learn and then fight with us. Then we will raise awareness with demonstration so that the world will listen to us and know how animals suffer. Thanks for listening to us. It was Talia, Tisha and Gwen.
Lens.
Aya.
Melvina.
Eva.
Justin.
Ava.
Nevae.
Lena.
Lola.
Melina.
Paola.
Lohan.
Alice.
Samet.
Jules.
Erwan.
Jordan. Pacour.
Enzo.
Sullivan.